Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Can I See Your Hands? A Guide to Situational Awareness, Personal Risk Management, Resilience, and Security by Dr. Gav Schneider. Foreword by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Narrated by Graham Rowett. Foreword by Dave Grossman, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, retired. You hold in your hands an amazing book, unlike any other on the subject. Many good books have been written about the critically important topic of protecting yourself and your loved ones from violence, and the best of these, such as Gavin De Becker's The Gift of Fear, have been integrated and applied in this book. Consider building on others' work and enhancing it as just this one aspect of what Dr. Gav Schneider has done to make this the best possible book on this subject. You will find many books on many topics that seem to operate in a vacuum, but the best books on any subject are those that stand on the shoulders of giants and build on that which has already been written, skillfully weaving these together with new information and new insight to create a book that is greater than the sum of its parts. And that is what Gav has done in this book, incorporating, applying, and recommending some of the great works that have been previously written on this vital subject. The next factor that makes this book truly unique and important is the incredibly thorough and comprehensive scope of, as Gav puts it, the level of awareness, prevention, and capability that the average, everyday person needs to deal with the threats that face the average citizen today. I've read many books on this subject, and I can honestly say that no one has come even close to matching Gav in addressing the full span of diverse challenges that face the average citizen today. Finally, the author, Dr. Gav Schneider, is truly and uniquely qualified to write this book, drawing upon his experiences in 17 nations and as a leading academic and speaker. He has a doctorate in criminology and a 7th-degree black belt, just to cover a few of his qualifications. He has been there and done that. Most of all, Gav has had a lifetime of real-world experiences, which he applies in a powerful and masterful manner in order to give you a truly valuable and unique resource to face the dangers of an increasingly violent world. And we have never needed this book more than we do now. Wherever you are, right now, as you hear these words, you can probably look up and see some of the things our society has done to prepare for the threat of fire. Some form of fire code has influenced the building you're in right now. You can probably see smoke alarms and possibly fire exit signs. A fire extinguisher or a fire hydrant may be directly in sight. By some estimates, half the construction cost of a modern building will go into meeting the requirements of the fire code. Fireproof or fire-retardant material for the structure of the building and for internal furnishings versus the cheapest alternative. Electrical system brought up to fire code. Double the electrical system in some buildings to run wiring to all fire exit signs and smoke alarms. A fire sprinkler system under pressure for the lifetime of the building. The fire alarm in many buildings is an amazing expense all by itself, with a separate network of wiring running through our civilization, from every building to the local fire station. And from our youngest days, we did fire drills, and perhaps you were taught stop, drop, and roll, in case you ever caught on fire. Vast amounts of money, time, and effort go into preparing for fire. In the United States, every year, around 300 people are killed by fire, but approximately 15,000 are killed by violence. If we can spend all this money and time to prepare for fire, and we should, how much more so should we prepare for violence? And yet, the comparison between fire and violence completely breaks down when we consider the psychological effects of natural factors versus violence. During the 9/11 attacks in the United States, terrorists murdered nearly 3,000 citizens. The stock market crashed, the U.S. invaded two nations, and our world changed dramatically. That same year, over 30,000 Americans were killed in traffic accidents, and it didn't change anything, because they were accidents. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders from the American Psychiatric Association, the Bible of psychiatry and psychology, tells us that whenever the cause of a traumatic event is